You're still listening to The Captain.
You're still listening to 103.8 Brava Radio, the smoothest sound on The Captain. Saya Stanley Agustaf, masih bersama dengan founder and managing partner of Convergent Ventures, Adrian Lee. Menarik sekali kita mengetahui tentang bagaimana venture capital itu bekerja, VC company, dan hubungan mereka dengan startup, bahwa mereka itu sangat mensupport foundersnya. Karena bisnis bisa berubah dalam perjalanan dari 1 tahun ke 5 tahun, 5 tahun ke 10 tahun. Tapi yang paling penting adalah gimana si founder tadi bisa solve problem-problem yang ada dan mungkin menavigasi ulang atau membelokkan perusahaan sesuai dengan apa yang tren saat itu. Tadi kita ngobrol-ngobrol off air, we talk about how Facebook changed its navigation from a social sharing company to be the conversational service, right, messaging and everything. Dan juga mungkin Nadiem Makarim dengan Gojeknya yang awalnya ride hailing applications, now it has turned to be a payment company, ya, a financial institution gitu. Dan menarik sekali nih, nah, yang tetap disupport oleh Convergent Ventures adalah foundersnya dan juga bagaimana kekuatan dari passionnya. Nah, Anda, kita masih bersama dengan Adrian Lee, founder and managing partner of Convergent Ventures. Let's talk a little bit about yourself. Your name is highly respected by entrepreneurs in Indonesia, and you are on the 40 under 40, the Prestige Indonesia's recognition, and your profile also often appears in Forbes Indonesia. So how do you see this? Did you enjoy the accomplishments, or do you think, is this something that you expected before deciding to hop in the venture capital industry?
So, you know, my journey to become a venture capitalist started, you know, really very many years ago. Yeah. I've always been very much passionate about entrepreneurship, about the creation process of being able to bring together great teams to build products and services. Yeah. And that's really the genesis. And what led me to venture capital was, you know, I wanted to take the experience that I learned as an entrepreneur. I built two companies in China, for example, before over 10 years before moving to Indonesia. And I wanted to really try and empower founders, because it's, as I mentioned, one of the most challenging, difficult things to do. Empower those founders with the collective experience of myself, my partners, the network, and, you know, all of the learnings that we've had and the connections that we've made as entrepreneurs and investors to help them have a better chance of success. And so in building a venture capital firm, we viewed ourselves almost as customers. Having had that experience as an entrepreneur, what type of a venture capital firm would we like to take money from so that we could have the best chance of succeeding in our businesses as well? Mm-hmm. And so that's really the genesis and background of, you know, how and why. I wanted to help entrepreneurs to be successful and create an impact and create a solution and a service that users would love and use.
Okay. I guess what happens to the company really represents is represented by the leader, just like you. You love doing the sport and everything, right? And do you think there's a strong connection between entrepreneurs and also the time management to balance the business, work-life balance, athletics and charity and all that stuff? Is there any connection with
you? You know, sometimes I think
you've been doing that, right?
Work-life balance is something of a myth. You know, if something's important, you'll make time for it, right? And, you know, I think one of the most defining characteristics of entrepreneurs is this concept of grit. You really have to go the distance. Nothing happens overnight. It takes a lot of hard work, sweat, and a lot of time. And, you know, getting past a lot of no's, a lot of rejections.
Yep.
You know, I experienced myself when I was fundraising as an entrepreneur, and again when I was fundraising as a venture capitalist. Yep. And you know, even in doing sales, you get that every day. Yep. Being able to develop that ability, that thick skin, to be able to continue to pitch a product, service, fund, or whatever it is, in the face of 100 no's, to get to you know, a handful of yeses, right? So, to your point about balance, you know, there are things that I believe for myself help me to operate in the best version of myself. That includes being able to spend time with my family, being able to do exercise, you know, being able to work closely with my entrepreneurs, obviously being able to, you know, to back entrepreneurs through venture capital. And I try and make time for all of those things all together. It's not really a balance. It's like everything happening at once, but it is,
It's like daily things that you do in your life, right?
Yeah. So I think it's important to have a routine. You know, for example, one of those things, being efficient with your time, having a routine.
But some being routine is quite boring and monotonous. What do you think about that? What do you benefit when while doing something routine?
You know, I think routine frees me. Actually, the very opposite, right? When there is a routine, when things are functioning, then there's less dead time. It makes me be more efficient with my time.
Okay. Right?
So, the other point I wanted to make is, it's really about the journey, right? Yeah. Accomplishments, results, those may be mile markers and where you're going. But overall, if you're not enjoying the journey as it stands right now, where you're at, it's very hard to continue that journey. Okay. If you're trying to go for a destination, yet you're torturing yourself every day, you might not last that.
So it's not about the destination, but it's about the journey. Yeah?
That's right.
Cool. Yeah. And then usahakan, para entrepreneurs juga tetap melakukan work-life balance, lari atau apapun. Karena tamu kita satu ini Ironman athletes. What's the farthest distance you've been involved in a running competition, like 100 kilometers?
So, the longest competition that I've completed is a full Ironman.
Full Ironman?
Yes, I did that in 2013.
Okay.
And a full Ironman consists of approximately 4 kilometer swim, followed by 180 kilometer bike ride.
180 of bike, okay.
And then a full marathon, 42 kilometer run.
So altogether, like 200 something?
Yes, that's right. It took me about 13 hours to complete.
13 hours. Amazing. But you still managed to have time. That's amazing. But you make your time for that, right?
No, I would say that, so I can't do that on a regular basis. I was very fortunate, especially to a very understanding wife and family and business partners, to let me make time to train for that when I did it in 2013. Mm-hmm. It was a long-term goal of mine to be able to complete that. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I do half Ironman, which is basically half the distance.
Half Ironman, okay. All right. Nanti saya bacakan lagi beberapa pencapaian dari Adrian nih. This man has made a lot of recognitions in running and also in the business. Ada koneksi yang besar juga antara olahraga, pencapaian di dunia olahraga dengan pencapaian di bisnis, bro listeners. Jadi kalau Anda mencintai olahraga, mungkin juga Anda mencintai apa yang Anda lakukan, ya. There's a great connections. So we're gonna talk further more about Convergent Ventures, your company, and also yourself. So all you have to do is to raise the questions 0815-1038-1038 untuk Anda bertanya via WhatsApp. The Captain akan kembali saat lagi. Tetap bersama kami.
Don't go anywhere. The Captain will be right back.